I'm Pearl Daily, I would argue that women are more violent than men in 2025. Why? Number one, because one out of three has committed murder, which if you're a Christian, you believe that abortion is murder, and women do that like no problem. They do that every other day. So you, but more than that, women are empowered to be like men. They want to talk like men, walk like men, and put hands on people like men, while society still refuses to hold them accountable. The lack of accountability has emboldened generations of women to get violent, especially when dealing with other women. I mean, guys, I have never been afraid to be attacked by a man. And I have put on controversial signs in downtown London in not even the most safe areas and had men and women yell at me. And do you know who I was afraid was going to throw hands? Women. Women. Now, this attitude starts when women are young. If you look at the news, you're going to find story after story after story of young women fighting each other. Fights in female sports have increased drastically in the past decade. Young girls have gotten into fights and that have cost their whole team a victory or a season. Mothers can be heard encouraging their daughters to physically attack another girl because of a foul or perceived issue on the court. That's what we're going to talk about on today's show, violence in women's sports. Now, there's a story in the news of a female high school track runner that was running a relay race. Now, one of the girls on the other team decided to hit her over the head with a baton while the girl was trying to pass her. So we're gonna play this video.
To an attack.
Okay, here we go.
During high school track and field relay race, one runner hit another in the head with a baton. Janae Norman here with the story. Good morning, Janae.
Hey, George, this is a crazy video that you have to see. It's unimaginable unsportsmanlike conduct on the track. This morning, a high school track star is still recovering nearly a week after being hit on the head by another runner during a race.
Junior Kaylin Tucker was running the second leg of the 4x200 relay in the Virginia State High School League Championships when the shocking incident happened.
That's when she hit me with the baton.
Watch again as you see the two sprinters running side by side as they round the corner with Kaylin on the outside, Kaylin's mother cheering her on. Just as Kaylin is passing the other runner, the athlete swings her baton, striking Kaylin.
She was about to go for it, too. She was about to go for the, like, she looked like she was going to pass the, even the first one.
I just felt a bang on my head, and then I fell off the track immediately.
And she seems so sweet. Like, she just seems like a sweet young high school girl.
Kaylin dropping her baton and reaching for her head.
The whole Coliseum pretty much gasped. I just jumped up out of the bleachers immediately and ran to her on the main floor.
The 16-year-old was later diagnosed with a concussion. The family says neither the athlete who struck Kaylin nor the other team's coaches checked on Kaylin or reached out afterwards.
To see that they kept running and she not stop and check on my daughter, that was the part where I was like, it couldn't have been an accident.
The other runner, who attends IC Norcom High School, has not been named. Kaylin's parents say Norcom's athletic director and the girl's father apologized in a phone call, but they're still waiting for the opposing athlete and her coaches to reach out.
We definitely want the coaches and a personal apology from the actual athlete as well, because it's only right.
The Virginia High School.
Two parents, they're respectful, a nice, respectful daughter. She's not getting all up in arms. She's just saying, hey, I was hit in the back of the head here, you know.
School League saying in a statement.
It's always like the nice girl and then some ghetto chick just goes off on her. It's like this was a nice, sweet young woman. And then this. Of course.
We thoroughly review every instance like this, adding the VHSL membership has always made it a priority to provide student athletes with a safe environment for competition.
Meanwhile, Kaylin's parents say that they're still waiting to see what disciplinary actions will be taken against the other athlete before deciding their next steps. In the meantime, guys, because Kaylin's been recovering for a week, they're hoping that she can finally return to school today. Because she's been out recovering.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But glad she's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Crazy. Okay, so now what made this story so incredible was not only did she hit another girl in the back of the head all because she was about to lose a race. She also is gaslighting us and saying she didn't do it. So did this runner that hit the girl take any accountability for her actions?
Tonight,
let's look at her response.
A Portsmouth family says they're telling their side of the story in reference to a shocking incident at a Virginia High School League indoor track meet that left one athlete allegedly injured after she claimed she was struck by a baton held by IC Norcom High School senior Alayla Everett. Everett spoke exclusively to 10 on Your Side's Markeisha Jackson, who brings us much more.
The young athlete in question says there's more to that video than meets the eye.
Everybody has feelings. So you're physically hurt, but you're not thinking of my mental, right?
So she said, I'm going to repeat. So she hits another woman in the back of the head. That's what she does. This young girl is sprinting away and she gets beat up, gets a concussion for a week. And she says, yeah, you're hurt, but I'm mentally hurt because I hit you and people are mad at me.
Alayla Everett is a decorated athlete and senior at IC Norcom High School. She would have never thought her trip to the Class 3 track and field state finals last Tuesday would take a drastic turn.
They're going off of one angle.
What does she mean that she didn't think it would take a drastic turn? She took her arm up, beat the girl, and then said, how did this happen? I have no idea. Why are they reporting the story like this? She had no idea that this would take a drastic turn. What did you think would happen when you beat someone else up? Do you know what that's like? That's like me divorcing my husband. That's like me cheating, right? Let's imagine. I cheat on my husband with like 10 different dudes. And then I say, I don't know how this happened. I don't know how I got caught. And the news is like, she didn't know it, just that her life would take a drastic turn and she would get her divorce. I mean, that like the way they reported that was just stupid. But I guess I'll hear this woman out. Maybe there's something I'm missing. I don't know.
She would have never thought her trip to the Class 3 track and field state finals last Tuesday would take a drastic turn.
I had to hear it again because it was so stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They're going off of one angle.
Alayla visibly emotional because of this video from the meet. This was a 4x200-meter relay race, and she and a Brookville High School athlete were rounding a curve on the track when they nearly...
She said they just saw one angle. And that's like the equivalent of this is a guy that stabbed another guy or like shot another guy. And they're like, hey, we just saw one angle of the footage. They can't throw me in jail. And then it's like the footage is him pulling the trigger.
Hide it with each other.
After a couple times hitting her, my baton got stuck behind her back like this, and it rolled up her back. I lost my balance, and when I pumped my arms again, she got hit.
It appears intentional, but Alayla says it was accidental.
But I know my intentions.
I don't think you do know your intention. Like, I think women sometimes convince ourselves of a lie. I think at this point, she's repeated it so many times. I don't think you know your intentions, okay?
I would never hit somebody on purpose.
Again, can we just see the male equivalent of it? Like when men go to court, right? They kind of just eat the L most of the time. And you know, I saw a writing from like the 1900s complaining about the same thing, how it was like a court reporter. And he was reporting on how when women got charged with a crime, they would deny it even if all the evidence clearly showed that they did it. Where the men would kind of say, yeah, I did it, you know? And so now she's saying that she didn't do it. Sorry, the equivalent of this for a guy, again, is saying, I know my intentions when they shoot a guy in the face, let's say. So imagine he's crying in court and saying, I didn't do it. I know my intentions. And then the judge says, this is a video of you doing the crime. And he says, well, but I know my intentions. I would never do that intentionally. And they say, yeah. Okay, let me go back.
It was accidental.
But I know my intentions and I would never hit somebody on purpose.
I didn't have to see your first video, second video, 10 video. I know 100% that she won't do it to nobody.
This is terrible parenting. Yeah, this is how you guys raise monsters. Some of your daughters, can I just say, some of you guys have raised monster daughters and it's your fault. You really have, because you guys believe women. I mean, didn't you guys, when you were like 12, notice that women just lie about everything? So this dad, I mean, he's got to be a super simp. I mean, this is insane. Two parents in the home and she's doing this BS. It's probably because they just give her whatever she wants, you know?
Her parents outraged at the backlash. The IC Norcom relay team was disqualified, a ruling that a local USA track and field official finds questionable. He says a play-by-play look shows that the Brookville athlete was running closely to Alayla.
If a person...
Like, okay, you know when you're running, it's this, right? This is the motion. I play volleyball, I play basketball. There is no reason to do this. It's this. It's not that, like...
Comes up on the outside, they got to be a full stride ahead of me before they can cut in front of me.
The other family spoke with the news station in Roanoke asking for an apology from Alayla, something she wants to give, but she
said... Did she do it twice? Oh my gosh.
The other athlete hasn't been receptive, blocking her on social media, and instead, the Everett family was served with court papers.
Okay, let me get this straight. Now they're playing the victim because... She blocked her on social media. So you're, again, Gen Z, you know what? An apology is a few things. Number one, if you did it publicly, if you embarrassed someone publicly, you have to apologize publicly. That's the rule. It's not let's do this in the DMs and make it go away. It's I did this publicly. I need to apologize publicly.
And now we have to go to a city 3 hours away that everybody hates our gut.
So your daughter could have given another girl brain damage. I mean, we all know if you hit someone in the back of the head the wrong way, that can go really south. She had a concussion for a week, and now you're mad because you have to drive 3 hours and people don't like you.
Us already.
They're assuming my character, calling me ghetto, racist slurs.
Says that girl had Tourette's syndrome. Her arm acted on its own. It was a tick. Guys, stop white knighting. Stop it. Let's see if anyone. One night, my brother's ex-wife mouthed off to a big group of young males. Who do you think got their ass kicked? Fizelle, she might be too young to call her a bitch. No, I think this is warranted. I blame the effing parents. Kids don't do what we tell them to do. They do what they see us do. Doug MPA, it doesn't matter how tough these women act. They will all resort to crying when the going gets tough. Yes, start crying if you are losing. I learned that from that lie from my mother. My dad never lied to me. They don't.
Death threats, all of this just because of a 9-second video.
VHS.
Okay, see, she's wrong there. You got death threats because you assaulted somebody. It was not the video. I've put out a lot of 9-second videos in my career. I mean, more than I can really count. And the only time I got death threats is when I pissed off a community that I'm not going to talk about because they scare me. You guys scare me. You win. But in general, you're not going to get death threats from a normal 9-second video.
SL says they are still reviewing the situation, and Portsmouth Public Schools says they will support whatever ruling comes from the league. Markeisha Jackson, 10 on your side.
I don't understand tonight. why they need an investigation. Why isn't this just case closed? Like, there is a video of her assaulting another woman. Yes, she decided to cry, but, you know, it is what it is. It's time... So I wanted to give this woman some advice. You know, maybe she's watching my show. I'll help her out. This is a way bigger deal. I, for example, I'm a commentator. I'm commenting on this because of the way that you reacted, young lady. It made it even more outrageous. Had you just said, look, like if you came out and you said, hey, I saw her passing me. I got upset. I thought she was running too close, and I just lost my temper, and I hit her. And I wish I didn't do it, and I'm sorry. And actually, you know, I wouldn't even add in the why you did it. Take that out. Hey, I lost my temper. I lost my temper. I hit her in the back of the head, so you acknowledge what you did. Then you say, I'm sorry, and you list all of the people that you hurt. I'm sorry to her. I'm sorry to her family. I'm sorry to the community. I'm sorry to this, that, that. You list everyone, all of the people that you affected. Okay. And then you talk about penance. I am choosing to step down from the track team. So don't even let them kick you off. Say, you know what? I have embarrassed my community so bad that I'm going to step down from track. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. I would like to extend an apology to the girl. I'd like to make it right. So then we got to brainstorm. We can put it in the chat, ways that she can make it right. But I didn't do it. Could work if there wasn't a video of you doing it. Gaslighting does work. I'm not going to pretend like gaslighting, like women can't gaslight people and that work. I mean, gaslighting is a very strong, it's a very powerful tool. But it only works if there's no evidence of what happened. So now we got to switch the strategy. Now, I wanted to give you an example, and you guys let me know in the chat, what would you say that she should do to make it right? If you were advising her and this was your daughter, personally, if this was my sister or I had a daughter and this was, it might be time to kid. I'm not for children, but in this case, it might be time to, please don't hate speech me for inciting violence. Please don't do that, YouTube. I'm not saying to do it. This is satire. Haha. It's total satire, but it might be time to beat the kid. I mean, this is the time, like, did you guys remember a couple of years ago when that young boy was like protesting at the BLM and like doing some BS and the mom came out and like dragged the kid home and it went viral. It was like they were looting or doing whatever. And the mom was like, not on my watch. She drags that kid home and is like hitting him. And everyone praised this mother as a hero versus these parents who are engaging also in the gaslighting. She coiled torso and chamber that punch. Phil says, Steve M, the dad is the ultimate simp because he wasn't telling her she was wrong. Yeah, the husband is in a no-win situation. If not, a knife in that back awaits. Well, I mean, at this point, you might as well let her take the kid. I mean, it's a shitty kid, right? So if the wife like leaves and takes the kid, I mean, it's a shitty kid anyway. He can go, like, he shouldn't be afraid of this situation because, I mean, the wife is kind of overweight. The kid's shitty. He can just go date younger. I mean, you guys forget that there are like, there's a new girl turning 22 every day. This is, why don't men remember this? Like, these women, the 22-year-olds are having sex with like four different dudes and you could be one of them. I mean, yeah, it's like, it's kind of gross. Yeah, they're going to leave you. They're not going to want to settle down with you, but that's a win for you. You don't need a second wife. You just want hot new ass. Like what? Sometimes you guys, the guys will talk like women. They're like they want someone to settle down. I'm like, why? You're getting like a win-win. What do you need that? You're not responsible. You get the sex and no responsibility for this girl. And you're saying, why can't I be responsible for? Okay, like, yeah, I'm not going to give you that the dad has to be a super simp. Doug MPA says the smoke detector beeping is the icing on the cake. Doug MPA says it doesn't. Oh, wait, I read that already. My children know I'm willing to smack them and I never have to do it. Okay, now I'm going to show you guys the art of a good apology. Please, I need to know in the chat. I'm going to look in the YouTube chat. If any of you guys have what you would say for her to do to make the situation right, that would be really interesting. They said to start an OnlyFans. God damn it, guys. Oh, and you're totally right. She'd make a killing. I hate 2025. Here we go. So this is Tiger Woods. I'm going to be watching for what you guys say in the chat.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me. Many of you in this room are my friends.
So I'd like to know, he has a somber face. This is showing that he is serious about this apology. Now, I get into trouble for this because I'm just a natural smiler. But you can't have a conversation about a serious topic. Like, they will not believe that you're sorry if you're saying, like, if he came in with a smile on his face and said, well, then, you know, it wouldn't work. But he's coming in somber. This is communicating. I know this is serious.
Many in this room know me. Many of you have cheered for me, or you worked with me, or you supported me. Now, every one of you has good reason to be critical of me.
So he doesn't say, he says, you have good reason to be critical of me. He doesn't say, because remember, this is Tiger Woods' cheating apology. He doesn't say this was none of your business. He doesn't say there's hot ass in every city. And I just, you guys don't even know what it's like to get this much hot ass. The hottest women, he could have said, the hottest women in the country try to sleep with me, you beta males. You don't know what that's like working your desk job. How dare you? How dare you criticize me? He could have said that and it would have been true, but he didn't. He said, you are right to be critical of me. He knows that these men don't know what it's like. Do you guys know what it's like in the chat to have women hunt you down trying to get you to cheat? Anyways, let me. Yeah, they said, no, no. I know, you know, I mean, he said, no, I was wrong.
I want to say to each of you simply and directly, I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in. I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish. People want to know how I could have done these things to my wife, Elin, and to my children. And while I have always tried to be a private person, there are some things I want to say.
I would like to say there were Facebook groups of all the women that he slept with. They made like Facebook, like full-on Facebook groups. There were so many. But see, he's continuing it. He's saying, I know you guys are wondering how I could do something so selfish. Now he's not saying, all the freaking athletes cheat. You know we cheat. We have girls in every city. You know this. These women know what there's. My wife knew. Get out of my business. He could have said that. No, he said no. I know you guys are wondering how I could be so selfish. He's saying what everyone else is thinking. He's saying, yep, I'm selfish.
Elin and I have started the process of discussing the damage caused by my behavior. As Elin pointed out to me, my real apology to her will not come in the form of words. It will come from my behavior over time.
That is the most beautiful line I've ever heard. So he's acknowledging that this is just words. My behavior is what is going to be the change going forward. That is a line that woman should add into her apology speech. That is a beautiful line. That is beautiful.
We have a lot to discuss. And however, what we say to each other will remain between the two of us. I am also aware of the pain my behavior has caused to those of you in this room. I have let you down, and I have let down my fans. For many of you, especially my friends, my behavior has been a personal disappointment. To those of you who work for me, I have let you down personally and professionally. My behavior has caused considerable worry to my business partners. To everyone involved in my foundation, including my staff, board of directors, sponsors, and most importantly, the young students we reach, our work is more important than ever. 13 years ago, my dad and I envisioned helping young people achieve their dreams through education. This work remains unchanged and will continue to grow. From the Learning Center students in Southern California to the Earlwood Scholars in Washington, D.C., millions of kids have changed their lives, and I am dedicated to making sure that continues.
That was a subtle, I do charity, okay? I'm not a terrible person. But the way he phrased it is saying, look, keep my charity out of this. But really, that's a subtle, I do charity, okay? I give back to the community.
But still, I know I have bitterly disappointed all of you. I have made you question who I am and how I could have done the things I did. I'm embarrassed that I have put you in this position. For all that I have done, I am so sorry. I have a lot to atone for, but there's one issue I really want to discuss. Some people have speculated that Elin somehow hurt or attacked me on Thanksgiving night. It angers me that people would fabricate a story like that. Elin never hit me that night or any other night.
She totally hit him that night. Like, can we just... So this is even smarter. He's taking the fall for his wife. I mean, there was a car driven into a tree. Okay. I can't even remember what happened.